I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. In Buffalo, New York, a memorial service for Ruth Whitfield, the oldest victim of a gunman's racist attack that killed 10 at a Buffalo supermarket. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump says it needs to be a call to action.
Will you stand with us against hatred? Will you stand with us against bigotry?
With another 21 people, 19 children, killed at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas this week, President Biden delivered the commencement address at his alma mater, the University of Delaware.
President Biden lamented the state of division and hatred in the U.S. as the country reels from mass shootings in Texas and Buffalo and says we must push back against dark forces.
We cannot outlaw tragedy, I know. But we can make America safer.
He also told graduates this is no time to be on the sidelines.
You can make the difference. You can lift the country up. You can meet the challenges of our time.
Biden also told the class, your generation, more than anyone else, will have to answer the question, what do we stand for?
What do we believe? Who will we be?
I'm Julie Walker.
In Ukraine, Russian forces continue to move on small cities in the east, claiming to have captured their second this week. Meanwhile, the Kremlin says President Vladimir Putin, in a phone call, warned the leaders of France and Germany against the continued transfers of Western weapons to Ukraine. And Russia's defense ministry showed off its long-range strike capability, releasing footage showing the test firing of a Zircon hypersonic cruise missile. The ministry says it hit a practice target about 1,000 kilometers away. Back in this country, the National Weather Service has issued red flag warnings for increased fire danger in much of the Southwest. And it's turning into a frustrating Memorial Day weekend for many traveling by air. FlightAware says more than 1,200 flights have been canceled by midday Saturday after more than 2,300 were scrubbed Friday. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.